Hello and welcome to the Dr. Nyman Show. Today is Saturday, February 15th, 2020. There's been quite a lot of activity over the past day or so. Dr. Nyman would like to update everyone, all our listeners, on. Dr. Nyman, I'm going to turn the call over to you now.
Okay, thanks, Ryan. Yeah, most of the new information really concerns Americans. Actually, most of it concerns Americans and cruise ships. So I'm going to start with the one that we've been talking about for quite some time now, the Diamond Princess. Last night, the U.S. State Department seemed to indicate through a Wall Street Journal article that it was going to be sending two planes to pick up the Americans on the cruise ship who were negative and bring them back to the United States, either Travis Air Force Base in California or Lackland in Texas. And the Wall Street Journal, I guess, quoted a CDC source, and we did get a chance to get the CDC press release, which definitely did indicate that was the case, and it noted that they would be tested before they got on the planes, while they were on the planes, and before they got off the planes. The testing is an issue. There seem to have been problems with diagnostic kits in the U.S., China, and Japan. The U.S. seemed to have a lot of confidence in the kit they were using at the CDC, not so much in the kit they sent out to the various state labs and international partners. And there's some concern about the test in Japan, at least, as voiced by some of the passengers on the ship that know of at least one instance where the person tested positive, they tested negative, they tested positive, and they really weren't sure about the reliability of the test. But other reports have indicated that Japan had a shortage of tests, of kits, and that's part of the reason they were testing so few, and that has been kind of one of the concerns. Is each time they test, they only test a small number of people. Initially, it was those that were symptomatic and their contacts. More recently, it was people that were at risk, either because they had underlying conditions or because they were older. All of the test results generally involve 200 or less, or a little over 200, that range. Some are even lower than that. The latest test result, which didn't come out last night like it normally would, Eastern time, it came out sometime in the early morning. But it has 67 positives out of 218 tested, which again raised alarms that there are that many positives still after they took a two-week trip and then have been on this ship almost 2 weeks since the trip ended at Japan, where they're sitting in the harbor near Tokyo. So there's still 67 positive. About half of them were asymptomatic, which raises additional concerns since over 2,700 of those on the ship have never been tested. So regardless of whether they have symptoms or not, the fact they've been on this ship for almost a month with now it's up to 285 confirmed cases would suggest that they all had some exposure at some time. And if they were asymptomatic, unless they had close contact early on, they probably wouldn't have fallen into the to be tested category unless they were elderly. They did start with the 80-year-olds and up, and I think now they've swabbed the 70-year-olds. I don't think those test results are back. And I frankly am not sure who the 218 are, whether they are part of the at-risk who have underlying condition and are older, or whether they are more symptomatic patients that develop symptoms since they collected samples last. But in any event, the number of positives, the fact that every time they test there are a large number of positives, and the fact that some of them are asymptomatic and there's some questions about the testing, raises the possibility that the current status of the more than 2,000 that are 2,700 that haven't been tested is much in doubt, other than there are almost certainly more positives and potentially many more positives. So it's a complex situation. It's not clear when the CDC got there, and whether they kind of pre-positioned the test kits and the personnel, or whether they're coming in right now. Some of the reports suggested that the passengers who are negative and get on the planes may be back in the United States by tomorrow, which would mean that they would have to have the results today. And I don't know. So whether the next set of results are coming in isn't clear, and how many are going to be positive isn't clear, other than more will be positive. And the U.S. taking this action seems to have set off a chain reaction. I think before the U.S. made the announcement, Israel said they were going to come and evacuate the 15 Israelis on the ship. But since the U.S. made the announcement, there's some rumors that Australia is going to do the same thing. And some of the British are saying that they should get rescued, but they haven't heard anything along those lines yet. And it seems that there are other countries that are, Hong Kong has announced, or at least rumors that they've announced, that they will be evacuating their residents off the ship. And it seems likely that there will be a chain reaction, and there'll be pressure on every country that has a reasonable number, which would include Canada has a fairly high number. Philippines has a high number of crew members. India, I think, has both passengers and crew. In all likelihood, there'll be pressure for each of these countries to make arrangements with Japan to evacuate the patients, the passengers, I should say, that are negative. And, of course, the ones that are positive are not going to be evacuated by anybody. They're going to end up being treated in Japan. This is causing concerns in Japan because they seem to be having more and more cases of local or community transmission. So there's concerns that there's already a lot of undiscovered cases, and cases are being identified with no known source. Along those lines, there's another story which has to do with two Japanese tourists who went to Hawaii. They did not have symptoms when they arrived. The husband developed symptoms after, I guess, they originally went to Maui, and he was asymptomatic, and then they went to Oahu, and then he did develop cold-like symptoms. He ended up flying back. He is reported to have worn a mask when he flew back to Japan, and then when he got back to Japan, he tested positive for the coronavirus. And his condition changed and deteriorated to pneumonia, and now he's in, I think, at least serious condition. And then his wife was tested, and now she is also positive. So they're both positive for the virus. His disease onset date was kind of on the cusp. So it's not clear if he got infected once he got to Hawaii shortly after he arrived, or whether he got infected in Japan shortly before he took off for Hawaii. So the origin of his infection is unclear, but he definitely developed symptoms while he was staying in Hawaii. And so the possibility that he was infected by some unknown individual in Hawaii is definitely a possibility. And so Hawaii's issued a press release and said they're investigating the case, and the CDC is aware of that situation. And both patients are now back in Japan, and both are positive. And both are, it's likely that the husband affected the wife based on the gap between the disease onset dates, but it's not at all clear where the husband was infected. And then the other big story, which I don't have as much information on, is another cruise ship. This is the Westerdam. That ship has over 600 Americans on it. There were suspicions that it might have coronavirus also. There was a limited amount of testing that was negative. And after denial by, I think, five different countries, Cambodia finally agreed to let them come ashore. They did a limited amount of testing on the patients that came ashore, and then they kind of released them yesterday. And I believe it was 185 Americans were coming back via Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia. And when they went to Malaysia, one of them was symptomatic, and she was an 83-year-old female, was tested as positive, and she was an American. So there was at least one American that was positive on that ship. Since they were on that ship for several weeks, it would appear that she was infected on the ship. And so whoever infected her was probably on the ship. And being on the ship that long, she probably affected others. And they just haven't really tested that many. I believe most of them are off the ship. I think everybody was supposed to be off the ship by tomorrow. This group that she was with was just taking commercial airline to return to the United States. And I believe that's the case for all of the passengers on this ship, that they would be on their own, essentially been released from the ship and are making their way home via whatever means, possibly even by airline that was associated with the original trip. I'm not sure what the airlines they're taking, but apparently, based upon this report on this 185, they're just taking a commercial airline. And since one was symptomatic, she was tested, I believe, at the airport. But she was definitely tested before she got on the plane, and she is in a hospital in Kuala Lumpur. And what the status of the other 184 that she was with, as well as the over 400 Americans, and I believe that the a good portion of the other passengers were European from, I think it was something like 250 passengers from 20 different countries in Europe. And so some of them have probably are taken off and are flying back to Europe, since many of them were discharged yesterday and would be on planes probably as soon as they could make arrangements. So in any event, that's another cruise ship. So far, there's only one confirmed case, but so far there's been very limited testing, and so far, most of the people are off the ship and trying to get to the United States or Europe, apparently, and that could cause significant problems since, unlike the Diamond Princess, where the passengers and crew are kind of being kept away from the general public, but there do appear to be at least three cases that are associated with interactions with the crew. There was one taxi driver that drove for the passengers in Okinawa, and he is now, or she, I think she was a 60-year-old female. She is tested positive. And then there was someone else who kind of met the passengers when they were going to, I'm not sure, they were doing something off the ship, whether they were taking them to the hospital or whether they were taking them elsewhere. But he is now positive. And I believe there was one other interaction of, there was the person who was the quarantine person who ended up testing positive. So that's three different people from Japan who had some interaction with people off the ship and are now positive for the virus. And so the ship is causing problems in Japan already, and that's before anybody's been moved to a quarantine center, and probably before the majority of those that are going to end up testing positive. Like I said, there are 285 positive. They are at hospitals in Japan, and unfortunately, it seems likely that if they test the 2,700 that have not been tested at all, and if they use a reliable test, then significantly more than another 285 are going to be positive. It's what the speculation is. It's conceivable they've taken the most likely ones to be infected, and they've already tested the vast majority of those that are going to be tested, and not that many more will be found. But I suspect, especially with the asymptomatic cases they're coming up with in the latest test, that that they will certainly get more than another 285, which would bring the total up to over 500. And I've said before, and I'll say again, the main question is whether the total number of positives is going to be a three-digit or four-digit number. And I think that the answer to that question is still unclear. So that's it for right now. It's a little bit of an update. It's been a busy day. It's probably going to get much busier. A patient in France died. He was from Hubei province. She's been in France for a while. Her daughter is also positive, but not is expected to recover, but she was the first death outside of Asia due to the first known death anyway, due to the coronavirus. And unfortunately, I think there will be a series of firsts over the upcoming days as the situation continues to deteriorate. But will probably get significantly more attention from the media, especially the media in the U.S. now with the Diamond Princess situation coming to a resolution, which would include testing of all 416 or something Americans and finding significantly more than the 40 that have been reported and identified. There's probably more than 40 already because it's not clear what the distribution of the most recent 67 are. There's almost certainly more Americans there. But prior to those 67, for the first 218 that were positive. The two largest groups were the Japan that had 110 positives and the United States that had 40. The rest were all, in the, there are three that were in the teens, and then the rest were single digits. And most of them had, most of the countries had just one or two cases, and there were probably over 10 countries that fell into that category. But that's just for now. We'll do another update in the, later this weekend as the events warrant.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Nyman, for the update as always. Listeners can always please go, as we always say, to recombinomics.co for all the latest information. We will keep you up to date as information as we get it, and just keep following the situation. And thank you, everyone, for listening.